Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. I'm excited to be here with you tonight for our prophetic roundtable. Every Monday night, we do this at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just excited to come and share this word of the Lord with you this evening. It's an exciting time that we're in. Listen, and if you've been called to this time, to this place right now, I'm thankful for all of the connections that are being made across the world. I'm thankful for all of the listenership from across the world. I've seen you, Russia. I've seen you, Germany. I've seen you, France. All of the new people that are joining us in this season. Kenya, I saw you. And all of the United Kingdom, China, lots of different places have connected in this season. And I'm just excited about Canada and all of the United States, the different places that we have in the United States that are listening in today. And that's not everybody, but I just wanted to mention the fact that I've looked at the statuses, I've looked at the stats, and I've seen who's listening. And I want to bid you a good kingdom blessing to your area, to your region. I'm excited about having you here on the broadcast. And listen, we want to jump right in tonight. We've got some things to talk about on this evening, and I'm not going to be able to go into any great detail, but we've been on the prophetic seed wars. This is part two. We started this conversation last week, and I believe that there's some more places that God desires us to go regarding this matter. And so I want to share as best I can the things that God has given me to share. Listen, if you showed up here tonight, you are here by divine appointment, and you are part of Manifesting Sons from all across the world. God is gathering us together, even in these social media places, because there's coming a time where we're going to meet each other face to face. I'm promising you, I know what God has on the agenda for me. I know what God has on the agenda for Manifesting Sons, and we're going to be coming across one another soon. We're interacting now. We're coming into contact with one another right now. And for those of you who are leaders who have listened to the broadcast and you know that there's a mandate and a divine destiny for us coming together and for us to fellowship and for the word of the Lord, the kingdom to be shared in your region, you can reach me at kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. Again, that address is kingdomambassadors247@gmail.com. I just felt led to give that to you tonight because I know there are some people that have been hitting me up on Facebook in the DM, and people have been messaging me about some various things. I know India is on the scope. I know different parts of Africa. We're going there next year. Lots of things are cropping up in the season. I believe that there's a mighty move of God that's taking place in the earth. It's uncommon. I promise you, I'm just excited to be alive in the greatest part of the history of mankind, and the greatest part of the history of God's creation. We are alive for such a time as this, that we might actualize the mandate of God, the vision of God, the dream of God. We are the actualization of his dream, and his dream is that the world would hear the ministry of his kingdom, that the world would be impacted by his kingdom, and that every man would have the opportunity to come into divine fellowship and intimacy with him, that their lives would never be the same. And so we're praying that these broadcasts have been a catalyst to you coming into the kingdom mindset and understanding what God's desire is for you. Listen, tonight we're on Prophetic Seed Wars again. This is part two. And we've been talking about the de-evolution versus the revolution of mankind. But tonight we want to talk about the end is the beginning. Just briefly, the end is the beginning. And what am I talking about? We know that the book of Isaiah begins to have a discussion about the God that we serve and the character of the God that we serve. It describes him like this. It says that he declares the end from the beginning. So God never does a thing without first completing it. I need you to hear me. I know that sounds crazy, but it's just how he does things. He completes it first, and then he begins the process of the doing of the thing. It's already completed in his heart, in his mind. He's already gone there. Now he's processing it that it might come into its full fruition. And a lot of you who are on the line tonight as Manifesting Sons, you've been being processed. You've already been completed, but you've been being processed because of the finished work that's in you. He's hastening his word to perform it, and he's going to perform that thing that he began in you. The good work where you were even formed in your mother's womb, it was before you were even a person, when you just had purpose. And I know God's been really dealing with me about the seed in this season. Well, I guess, you know, one of the reasons that it's easy for him to deal with me about the seed is because I'm a farmer and I understand the dynamics of a seed. And that seed process is so amazing to me. No matter how many times I look at it, it's just so amazing. We're in this season. We're coming to the end of a Hebraic year, 5777, the year of the ruling sword. I've got a lot of different ways that I express that, but I just want to say it in a way that's a very quick definition of that, and maybe we'll come back to it when we get into 5778, which, by the way, is September 21st. I want to share some things with you prophetically so that you understand where we are on the prophetic calendar, the time, the timing of God, his set times. And I need you to understand, he does have set times. We're right in the season where we're coming into feasts again, the festivals of God. They are not Hebrew feasts. They are not Jewish feasts. They are God's appointed times. He has declared this from the beginning. And even as you look at it in the Torah, even as you look at it in the scripture, he says, these are my appointed times. Why are they his set aside times? Because he wants to have a direct and divine fellowship with his people during those times, to do some things in them, to do some things with them, to do some things for them. We know that we're coming into a season of Yom Kippur, that season where we're going to need to come to a place of repentance. And we've been in the month, this month we've been looking at the heart issues. We've been dealing with retrospect. I know I've been dealing with that. Excuse me. And then at the end of this year, we're going to be looking at the all of God. I'm sorry, at the end. Well, it is the end of the Hebraic year. At the end of this month, we're going to be looking at the all of God. And that is the wonders of God. That is so many dimensions to the awe of God. We're looking at the awe of God from the place of his judgment in some places, from the place of his retribution in some places. I mean, we are just in a mighty hour. So I don't care what you've been dealing with, what you've been going through. If you are a Manifesting Son, hold your head up. Stick your chest out and begin to walk like your daddy is a king. Don't keep walking like you're broke. Don't keep walking and talking like you don't have anything. Don't keep walking and talking like you don't have an inheritance. Listen, your father is a king, and you need to act like it today. You need to act like it. You need to know the God that you serve. Know whose child you are. Know who your father is in this season. We are right historically in the season as we're coming into 5778. I think it's just so amazing. I've shared this before with you guys, that God has really been dealing with me with numbers and with words. He'll throw some words out there at me, and he'll say, look into this. Or he'll throw numbers at me, and he'll say, go search this out. And he's given me the place to search it out, and he'll tell me what this means, and he'll show me the dynamics of that. And there have been some very important numbers that came up today, and some numbers that have been coming up now. I'm finding the clarity in that today, even more than what I found before. There was a revelation that was given prior to this time, and then God began to unveil and to unfold some more things. Now, listen, we are definitely in a season, and the Holy Spirit spoke this to me again just yesterday. He gave me the numbers to confirm the thing that he had already spoken to me. He was talking about we're in the season of the unveiling. Now, that sounds like a common thing to say, but this is really happening, like for real, like in real life. This is not just some words that we've contrived. This is not just a moment in time where we're just using coin phrases that the church would use, because understand, the church and the ecclesia are two different things. And the church will say things that they have overheard. They're like, you know, sometimes church folks will just repeat things that they've heard without an understanding. But I'm telling you that we are in the season of the unveiling. I saw several different words, and I'm going to share those words with you tonight. I don't know how far we're going to get in this tonight, but I'm going to do my best. Several different phrases here and several different words that the Lord gave me. He said, the will of Yah is about to be done. He gave me a number, and it was 177, and it was Yuel, and that means the will of Yah. And really it comes from the word Yul Yah, which means the will of Yah in the Hebrew. And in the Greek, that word also means not veiled, unveiled, uncovered. This was God talking to me yesterday and confirming his word. Then he gives me the number 1717, and that word is emphanies, and it kind of reminds me of emphasis. That's just so amazing how the words tie in together. But emphanies is the word in the Greek, and it means to manifest, to make visible. It means a time of reckoning. Are you hearing me? And that in the Hebrew, that 1717, oddly enough, is the word dad, dad, D-A-D. This was so crazy to me. And it means breast, nipple, teat, bosom. We know that God is the breasted one, and he gathers us into his bosom for protection, for safety, for nourishment, for all of that. So we're in this season. There was one more number. It was 188, and that's Ackman. And that word means even now. It means still. It's a climax. It's an extremity. It talks about, and it comes from the word akmazo, which is to reach maturity, to become ripe. I am in full vigor. And then that in the Hebrew is woe, alas. I'm telling you, all of these things together show us dynamically where we are in the prophetic calendar. And we look at all of these storms, these man-contrived storms. I did say man-contrived. If you don't believe me, go look at it for yourself. Maybe it's just some things that you're not in the know. But I've talked about it a little bit on some other broadcasts, so go and search that out. If you're on this broadcast, then prayerfully you have the spirit of the Bereans, and you can go and look at some stuff. I'm not going to give it all to you right now because we don't have the time for that. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can do that as well. But listen. All of these things are coming upon us. We're in that season of the four horsemen. We've been discussing that even on the prayer line in the mornings. And if you have not connected with us in the prophetic intercession time, it's 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that number is 712-770-8014. And the access code is 112604. Be there in the morning. I'm telling you, God is, he's given us such revelation. He's revealing, he's unveiling such amazing things, not just for your everyday, not just for your everyday knowledge sake, but for your life, godliness and life. That's what he's revealing these things for, so that you can come into the God kind of life, so that you'll live the life that he desired you to live from the beginning. We are in this season where God has actually done everything that he needed to do to reset us, to recalibrate us. It's about taking us back to the place of order. And a lot of you have gone through a lot of things. I'm telling you, read Daniel 11. I'm not going to try to get into it now because I don't have the time, but I want to throw it out there. Read it. It's going to give you a section in there that's going to just begin to talk about how the process happens for those of us who seemingly fall away. We are taken away, and we go through processes. We go through things, and a lot of people don't understand those processes. They just think we're stupid, or we missed it, or, you know, we're just being rebellious, or whatever it is. But God has set some people apart. He set some people aside to go through some things so that we could come out of that fire, come out of those furnace of affliction, and be the gold that he's called us to be the treasure that he's called us to be. Listen. As a manifesting son, you need to understand that we are on the cusp. We are on the verge of standing on our staged position. Are you hearing me? The Father has declared that we rise and shine, for the light has come. Now, we are in our rising position. We are in our shining position. But some of us are still being chambered. Some of us are still being held back just for a moment, not for very long, because you don't put a light under a bushel to hide it. It'll burn the whole bush up. If you're talking about a light from the perspective of the Bible, they use light that came from that was a fire. You know, it was oil in a lamp, and it was lit. And that created a fire. So you don't hide this light under the bushel, because it'll burn the bushel and it'll still be visible. But what God has done is he's chambered us. He's held us back just a little bit because we're right on the verge. He's allowed us to leak out the kingdom in some places. He's allowed us to leak out this living water. And there have been people that have been able to drink of these waters. He's allowed us to leak out some of these things that he shared with us in specific places. No, it hasn't been a whole lot of people, because everybody can't handle this. This thing that God is releasing in season is not for everybody, as not the particular thing that is released. And of course, he wants everybody to know him. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that there's a particular breed. There is a particular order that God is calling, that he is calling in this season to rise to the occasion. I wanted to say at the beginning of this, lights, camera, action. That's exactly where we are. And I preached this message last year, and I promise you, this is where we are. We are at lights because we are the light of the world. We are at camera because the world is going to see it. Is going to be captured on film. The news is going to have to report it. And the action of God, the doings of God, the glory of God is going to be revealed in the earth. I'm excited about what he's doing. And so let's look at a couple of things really quickly. When we look at what's going on in the earth, we're looking at the storms. And I think it's ironic. I say ironic not because I don't understand it. I'm saying it's ironic because I want you to go to look at this thing, how they have these two new storms on the horizon. Jose, which is just short for Joseph, J-O-S-E. P-H is Joseph, and J-O-S-E is Jose, just saying, and Maria, which is a derivative of Mary, and we are coming upon this next prophetic move of God, this next fulfillment of prophecy that comes out of Revelation 12. I need you to look at this thing, go and look at that, and I need you to go look at Google what is it called? Google, I can't think of what it is. What it is it's going to show you the constellation. If I cover it before I get off, I'll give it to you. But there are several different applications that you can use in this season to look at the constellations and to see what the activity is in the sky, and you can do this for free. I can't think of it. It's not Google Earth. It's something else. Y'all go look into it. You'll figure it out. If you need to text me or email me, and I'll send that information to you. I'm throwing it out there so you can capture it and you can talk to me if you need to. Anyway, if you go and look at that, you'll see the dynamics of this birthing, the woman with child, who the sun is shining on. Listen, the sun is on her. The moon is under her feet. The crown of 12, the crown of 12 stars is on her head, and she's birthing something. Now, a lot of religious people, because they just read the scripture for knowledge's sake, they're not getting the spirit behind the thing, and this is important because it's the spirit that gives life. Listen to me. It's the spirit that gives life, and if you don't have spirit to the word of God, then you just have a pharisaical order. You just have a religious order. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But God is calling us to a place of revelation and unveiling and understanding that is uncommon in this season. And what this woman is birthing in this season is she is birthing the manifesting sons. She is birthing them. I really want to go there really quickly. I'm going to have to go there because I want to read some very specific points to you regarding this woman. I've got to read this to you. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to it. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a couple more numbers that the Holy Spirit's been giving me. Revelation chapter 12, and I don't read the New International Version, but we're reading it tonight because I don't have time to fix this. A great sign appeared in heaven. I want you to know that in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, the Bible begins to declare why certain things were created. It talks about the sun, the moon, and the stars were created for signs and seasons. It was set for time. And so it's set for signs. There's some things, there's some information that you're to get from these things. And a lot of people are not they're not aware of this because up to that is astrology. We're talking about astronomy. We're talking about the actual knowledge of what's happening by the stars. And you would only know that because of what's spoken in the word, not because you're conjuring up something or you're imagining a thing. I want you to go back to where the Magi were there with that Pharaoh, and they were noticing that there was something in the sky, and they had interpreted that thing as a king was coming on the scene, and then the king sent them, go and see him and come back to me and tell me where he is. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But there was something that they identified as wise men, as magi, and you could be on either side of this fence and identify some things. You could be on the side of darkness or you could be on the side of light, yet there are many people that have this gift and this ability. It's not a difficult thing. You just have to be called to it. And in this season, I believe God is desiring that a lot of his people start recognizing the signs in the heavens. You need to start recognizing. He caused the eclipse to happen some weeks ago, about 2-3 weeks ago. We had the eclipse. That was the first indication that we need to look up. I'm trying to tell you, the God that we serve is so strategic. He's so amazing. He caused you to look up in the sky several weeks ago to let you know that your redemption is drawing nigh. Are you listening to me? When you're having all of these situations and all of these turmoil, all this tribulation and trouble, he says, look up. And he caused every man to look up just a couple of weeks ago because he wanted you to understand that there's something that's on the horizon. There's something that's in the sky. There's something that's in the constellation that I created for a sign for you to recognize what I'm doing in this season. Listen to me. It says here that a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. She's clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet and a crown of 12 stars on her head. If you look at this thing, you will actually see all of the different things in the sky. You'll see Virgo. You'll see all of these things. And I know people like to connect this to astrology. This is not what this is about. Men have titled these things some very specific things. And, you know, Virgo is akin to virgin. But you'll notice that it's a woman and there's something in her belly. Okay, I'm not going to try to get into it tonight because I don't have the time to explain it all to you. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment it was born. Listen to me. I need you to hear something. I need you to stay focused in this season. God is declaring focus for the people of God. I'm declaring it by the mouth of God that you stay focused in this season. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of things that you might know about. Listen, on September 21st, just days away, we are just 3 days away from the UN, which I believe is the eighth king, declaring peace and safety. This is another prophetic accomplishment, another prophetic revelation, another prophetic enactment. They're going to declare peace and safety. It's already on their website. Go to the UN right now. Look it up. They've even got the dove with the olive branch in the mouth. Ironic, right? And we just had all of this water, huh? And so the water's abating, and now they want to declare peace and safety. This is all a strategic plan. Are you listening to? Now, what does this have to do with Seed Wars? I want to get into that for a minute because I'm not going to get through all of this. What does that have to do with Seed Wars? It's the very thing that has been happening from the beginning. The serpent will bruise your heel, and you and your seed will bruise his head. It's the same dynamic. Listen to me. Listen to me. The body of Mashiach. Now, originally it was the Mashiach. He was born, and he was the solution. He was the one that bruised the head of the serpent, that spoiled everything that he was doing. His blood has spoiled it all. You know, if you get blood on anything, it just ruins everything. So that's power of the blood in this season. Then you'll understand that everything that the enemy has designed against you in this season, everything that he has planned against you, it can't work because the blood has ruined it already. Are you listening to me? The blood has already ruined every plan of hell against your life, against your family's life. All you need to do is stay focused in this season, because we are in the timing of God, in the Hebraic calendar, we are right in the place where the exile took place. We're right in that same section, and it's not ironic that we are in that, in those passages in Torah in this season. I'm trying so hard to get all of this out. I'm so excited, and I'm so amped up. I'm going to try to slow down. Listen, we're right in that section, in that season. The total exile, that first exile was 430 years, and right after that ending of the exile, it ends with the Exodus and the Torah being given in the same exact year. That was the year 2448, and I need you to understand, that's another one of the numbers that God has been dealing with me about. He kept giving me 248, and I'm like, what is this 248? What is this 248 about? And he clarified it today. It was a 2448. It was a double fourth, but it was still 248, and then another number that he keeps giving me, and he gave this to me today specifically, was the triple threes and the quadruple threes. Just absolutely amazing what he's doing. And I looked at this thing, and when we look at the fact that we're getting ready to come into the year of 5778, listen to me. I need you to hear me. It's the year of reckoning. It's the year of reckoning. We are in the year of the double-edged sword. We're in the, and listen to me, there are two crowns in this year, and there are two swords. What does that mean? That there is one that has passed the sword. He's got a sword, and he's given us the sword. He's got a crown, and he's crowned us. I need you to hear me. We are in a jubilee year. We are not done. Just a few days, and we'll be out of jubilee, and I'm decreeing and declaring over the life of the people of God that the things that have been stolen from you, that some things that have been taken from you, that they be restored to you in this year of jubilee. I decree and declare it, so I don't care how long the devil waits. If he waits till midnight to give it back to you, it's got to be restored. It's got to be returned. We're in the year of jubilee, and I'm decreeing debts be canceled. Hallelujah. Before these days are up, debts be canceled in the name of the Lord. There are a lot of things that are happening, and what the powers that be don't understand is that if they start knocking power out and they start doing a bunch of stuff, they're going to knock some stuff offline, and I'm decreeing and declaring that divine havoc come on systems and structures that have been set up to destroy the people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That your debts be canceled. Hallelujah. That you be released from your captivity in the season, because that's where we are. That's where we are. So you guys pray with me that we will begin as prophetic intercessors to begin to pray in the harvest. The harvest is already really set apart. We need to pray for the people to be the harvesters. We need to pray that God would send laborers in this season. I'm telling you, he's gathering his laborers from all over the world. Father, we decree and we declare tonight that the laborers be gathered at the appointed place, at the appointed time, and that the execution of your kingdom will go forth with great power and authority, with great force in this season, that the impact of your kingdom would touch every part of the earth. The four corners of the earth will be touched in this season because of what you're doing. So can I tell you something? I need to give y'all a heads up. I put on there as a secondary conversation, raptured or captured. I want you to know that this rapture doctrine that's come up, I've talked about it before, and I don't have time to really jump into it tonight, but if we were just going to use the word rapture from the perspective that they use it, it's inappropriate. But if we're going to use it from the perspective of what this really is, this is a season, this is an hour opening, and the ascension. We are being gathered up to be taken up to this ascended place that we might operate from the place that God has called us to operate in this season. So in that sense, yes, we're being raptured, but a lot of people are being captured, because I want to take you to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that begins to discuss at the place and at the time where they begin to declare peace and safety sudden destruction shall come upon them. I need you to go read that, because I know that if you're in the church, you've heard this passage before, and you're thinking, oh, that's the beginning of the tribulation, and we're all in trouble. No, it says, when they, who is they? The people that are decreeing peace and safety. How about that? Sudden destruction shall come upon them, and they will not escape. Listen, God is setting us up for our get up. He's setting us up for the get up, just like the man who was at the pool of Bethesda, and the master walks by and says, do you want to be healed? And he says, listen, I've been sitting here for this long and nothing has happened. Nobody has come to put me in. He said, listen, we're bypassing, we're overriding all of the ways that you thought it was going to be done. We're overthrowing all of those structures and all of that mindset that you have. Listen, pick up your bed and walk. Listen, that's what God is doing in this season. He's bypassing all of the structures, all of the strategies, all of the things that have been put in place by darkness. And so whatever they think they're doing, it's not going to happen to the people of God, because he always hides his people. I need you to go back and look at how he's always hidden his people. He did it for Noah. Listen to me. He did it for Noah. He did it repetitively. He did it for the children of Israel. He did it over and over again. He always chambers his people. He did it for Elijah. He always chambers his people. There might be famine in the land. He did it for Isaac. There might be famine in the land, but you can same land where the famine is, and I'm going to increase you right here in this place. You don't have to run and hide nowhere. You don't have to do any of that. God is going to chamber his people. He's going to cover us. And even in the covering and the protection of us, we're going to be lights that are forcefully shining through the darkness, piercing this darkness that has been created by wicked men who have also been formed and fashioned by God that just chose another side. Listen to me. This is our stage. The stage has been set, and the camera should be ready. It should be lights, camera, action in this season, because God is going to perform his glory in the earth through his servants. Are you listening to me? And so I need you to read this chapter 12. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm just throwing some things out there. Read Daniel 11. We are right in place. We're 3 days away from something amazing happening. They're going to decree peace and safety, and the process of sudden destruction is going to suddenly come upon them. Are you hearing me? There will be no remedy for this. There's no reversing of this. Are you hearing me? Destruction is coming upon those who have set themselves up to capitalize on the people that God has created, to try to make them slaves. I'm telling you, the tables are turning. The tables are turning. We've been talking about on the prophetic intercession line about this transfer. There's a transfer of wealth from every dimension, spiritually and financially. There's an economic system that's shifting. There are economic tornadoes that are hitting this earth, and a part of that is coming with these actual man-made hurricanes. They don't even know what they've created. This thing is going to hit them so hard, it's going to be unbelievable. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm going to get off of here because I don't even have time to go into anything else tonight. But I want you to consider some of the things that I've said. I want you to hear this word of the Lord that I have shared with you tonight, and I want you to take it and begin to get on your face. I was sharing with my apostle today. This is amazing because when I go into the bathroom or anything where I'm hidden, my grandsons always come and find me, and they're always calling my name, Granny, Granny, because they want to see my face again. Are you hearing me? They don't want me to be behind a closed door. I need you to be speaking after God like that in this season, like never before. Don't allow him to be behind a closed door. Cause his face to be shown to you. Cause his hand, the movement of God, the glory of God, the doings of God, cause it to be shown to you, even as it was for Moshe. He said, listen, let your glory pass before me. Let all your goodness pass before me. And what happens? You recognize it in the New Testament on the Mount of Transfiguration. Who's there? Moses is there with Elijah. Why? Because they've been caught away and they've been taken into a future place to actualize another move of God, their future, the future of the move of God. I want you to understand something. I love you tonight. God bless you. And until we come together on Friday night for Faith for Family, you are blessed, and I don't want you to forget it. I wish I had more time, but we're going to make it happen in another season. I love you so much. God bless you, and we'll talk real soon.